This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State officials say they've seen significant decreases in routine childhood vaccinations, such as flu, MMR, and pertussis, also known as whooping cough.
It's never too late to get caught up. So even if your kid's really far behind, it is okay. It's never too late to get back in the game, so to speak.
Heather Roth with the State Health Department says doctors, offices, health clinics, pharmacies, and other vaccine providers can give the shots. Sports gambling in Colorado had its biggest 2 months between September and October. Nearly $1 billion were bet, mostly on pro football. The tax revenue goes mainly to water projects in the state. Dan Hartman of the Division of Gaming says they approved more than 20 online betting apps.
All of them know that they have they have to compete. They have to give the customer the best experience and the best prices. Otherwise, they're going to go somewhere else.
Meanwhile, state regulators say they plan to provide more help for people addicted to gambling. Participation in Colorado's free college application campaign jumped about 10% this year. Nearly 63,000 applications were submitted to the state's public universities. Officials say students saved more than $2.5 million in fees. This year was the first time the promotion lasted for 3 days instead of one, and the rate of Coloradans who go to college lags behind the national average. Winter storm warning for the mountains, Christmas Eve. This is CPR News.